Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You are with Primetime with Bharati Jagdish and Timothy Goh. Did you know there are 4.1 million CPF members in Singapore? We're looking at figures as of December last year. So in other words, based on Singapore's population of 5.45 million, as at the end of June 2021, about 4 in 5 people have a CPF account. I certainly have one.
I have one. I've been a member since, almost 10 years now.
Very good. I have 20 years.
I should have started earlier if only I knew what it was about. Nobody told me.
Oh, I see. Okay, yes. Because you weren't Singaporean.
I wasn't Singaporean. Yeah. I didn't apply to be a PR as well, so I wasn't part of the scheme until I found out what it was about.
Well, if you're born and raised in Singapore like me, CPF is just another thing. You know, it's another thing that you grow accustomed to that becomes part of your life. Inextricable. Now it seems that median CPF payouts actually have increased in the last few years with each successive cohort. It's a great retirement fund. And these are set to keep going up for future cohorts as well, according to a trends report by the CPF board.
Well, those median payouts Bharati is talking about went up by 25% from 2019 to 2021, thanks to factors like the overall improvements to the CPF system.
We're joined now by Sue Ann Tan, business correspondent at The Straits Times, and she'll be telling us more about all of these findings. Hi, Sue Ann.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today, Sue Ann. So we just said that median CPF payouts rose about 25% from 2019 to 2021. Can you illustrate for us how much more CPF members are really getting as individuals?
Sure. So for example, a CPF member who turned 65 in 2019 will have gotten monthly payouts of $460. And this is compared with somebody who turned 65 in 2021, which is last year, who gets $580.
Right. So, Anne, I assume that there are many factors that have led to this state of affairs. I mean, it's a positive development. The rise in the basic retirement sum, no doubt, would have contributed to this. What are some of the other factors that are driving all of this?
Sure. So some of the other factors are things like income growth, increased labor force participation, and also overall improvements to the CPF system. So these are like the policies that help to upgrade the system and make it better.
Okay. Can you expound on that? What kind of systems are you talking about that has made this more streamlined, I guess, more efficient?
Well, so for example, you have also mentioned that the trend is expected to continue for future cohorts.
That's right.
And because of this, there are some of these latest policies that have helped to contribute to this as well. For example, the CPF contribution rate for those aged 55 to 70 will be increased gradually to help workers earn more and save more even after they turn 55. And another policy that has come about is that the retirement and re-employment ages for Singapore workers will also be progressively raised to 65 and 70 years old by 2030. So this will help to support older Singaporeans who wish to continue working. And then I guess they can also be contributing to CPF at that time. And there has also been a match retirement savings scheme, which was launched last year. This means that the government will provide dollar-for-dollar matching when cash top-ups are made for seniors who have not reached their basic retirement sum.
Yeah, the CPF board also did say in its report that more people are actually choosing to defer their payouts. What are some of the reasons for this?
Well, this is because people might be remaining economically active even after retirement now. Because we know that now there is this whole gig economy, so there's an abundance of temporary work or freelance work that mature workers can do. They can also have other assets that are non-CPF, so they can live on that income instead of relying just on CPF payouts.
So this is what we were talking about earlier, Bharati, the unretirement trend in the U.S. So it is happening here in Singapore, people retiring from their full-time job, but not really retiring from economic activity.
Yeah, so they retire, right? Then they regret, then they unretire, essentially.
Or could be doing something else at home and earning a living. We're talking to Sue Ann Tan, by the way, a business correspondent at The Straits Times, about the CPF situation, the improving CPF situation here in Singapore. Sue Ann, there are a few CPF life plans, right? Like the CPF life escalating plan, CPF life standard plan. What are the differences?
Right. So the standard plan provides level payouts. So this means that the payouts remain the same for the rest of the member's life. And this is opposed to the escalating plan, where monthly payouts increase by 2% every year to help protect the member against rising prices, especially with inflation like we've all been talking about.
Right. So there are all of these various plans, as you mentioned, but how does one go about choosing what is the right one for them?
Well, I think experts have said that people just have to take into account the retirement lifestyle that they want. especially when they're young, and they can plan ahead and early towards that lifestyle. So this includes making top-ups to their CPF accounts and also planning to work longer so that they can continue to make those contributions. And they should also try to make lump sum withdrawals after the age of 55 and before payouts start at 65, the exception, rather than something that they do normally, because withdrawing their sums early might affect their payouts later on.
Okay, Sue-Ann, you also spoke with experts, understand, on what more needs to be done with retirement planning. So again, when we were young, we weren't really looking at retirement, but how important is that for younger people to really start planning ahead?
Yes, so experts always say that we have to start early, and in fact, it doesn't seem that any age is early enough. So it definitely means that people have to start even before their 40s, definitely before 55 and 65. And there are other things that seniors can do to boost their retirement income, such as unlocking the value of their property if they own their own home. They can make use of schemes like lease buyback scheme or silver housing bonus scheme. And the government does provide silver support payouts for those who had low income and now have less money in their retirement year.
All right, younger people, you heard
start
that.
Now. It's a bit late for us, huh, Tim?
I started quite late when planning my retirement. But hey, never too late, right, Sue-Ann? As you said, any age is a good age.
You know, there are CPF top-up schemes that could help you do this even better. And the kind of interest rates that you get from a CPF account.
Special account.
Yeah, it's unparalleled. Mm-hmm. You can't get it at any other bank. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Sue-Ann, for joining us today and explaining all of this to us. Sue-Ann Tan, business correspondent at The Straits Times. You stay safe and take care, yeah, Sue-Ann?
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.